Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on hope, Babur Raja'i, as we explained before, Al Imanu Bain Al Khawfi Wal Raja'. Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala has made it such that Iman is between hope and fear. If a person only has hope, then there is a great chance that he may sway off the path, in the sense that continuously he'll think that Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala is all forgiving. Allah Taala is Ghafurur Rahim. So by him thinking like this, and then it will make it such that the person will go towards gunas with this false hope that Allah Ta'ala is going to continuously forgive. This is not how a believer thinks. There was one person that passed away, stayed at this Darul Yatama. He was, some of you may remember him, Roman Catholic priest. So he would say, after many years with that experience that he had, he trained in the Vatican also. So he would say that the biggest folly that I find in Christianity, the way it is practiced now, is that they got a license to sin. They got a license to sin. And the explanation he would give, he said that Christians all believe that Jesus died for our sins. So long as somebody died for your sins, you can do whatever you want. That is covered up by the fact that somebody died for your sins. He said, this is a license to sin, and this is the biggest folly. But Islam, how we have it, is every person will have to answer for his own actions. To such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha that, O Fatima, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed her and said, Salini min mali ma shi'ti fa inni la amliku laki alayk yawm al-qiyamah kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. As far as my wealth is concerned, ask me whatever you want. Because on the day of Qiyamah, I have no authority over you at all. In other words, you will have to answer for yourself, I will have to answer for myself. Even you, being the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this world you can ask me my wealth you want, ask it. But as far as the akhirat is concerned, there I have no authority. In other words, total justice, total fairness, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this one side is hope, and the other side is fear. It's like a car that's got its balancing right. It's not pulling to the right, not pulling to the left. It's going on a straight course. This is the beauty of our deen. The ayah that we read in the Fajr Salah this morning, إِنَّ بَطْشَ رَبِّكَ لَشَدِيدٌ. The grasp, the clasp of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very severe. When you catch somebody by the collar, this is called batsh. Grasp somebody by the collar. Like that, the clasp and the grasp of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very severe. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in the next few ayahs, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ ذُو الْعَرُشِ الْمَجِيدُ. Allah is very forgiving. Wadud, very loving. ذُو الْعَرُشِ الْمَجِيدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the possessor of the magnificent arsh. In other words, on one side Allah ta'ala is talking about his clasp and his grasp, and the other side is talking about his forgiveness and his mercy. So this is how it is in deen, that we have both things in front of us that will allow us to have a total balance and allow us to continue on a straight and a good path. So today's hadith, continuing with the chapter on hope. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fima yahki an rabbihi tabaraka wa ta'ala, قال أذنب عبد ذنبا فقال اللهم اغفر لي ذنبي فقال الله تبارك وتعالى أذنب عبدي ذنبا فعلم أن له ربا يغفر الذنب ويأخذ بالذنب ثم عاد فأذنب قال أي ربي اغفر لي ذنبي فقال تبارك وتعالى أذنب عبدي ذنبا فعلم أن له ربا يغفر الذنب ويأخذ بالذنب ثم عاد فأذنب فقال أي ربي اغفر لي ذنبي فقال تبارك وتعالى أذنب عبدي ذنبا فعلم أن له ربا يغفر الذنب ويأخذ بالذنب فقد غفرت لعبدي فليفعل ما شاء. متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said in what he narrates from Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام is narrating from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is known as Hadith Qudsi. Hadith Qudsi, where Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام is saying that Allah Ta'ala has said, and then he narrates it, that a servant committed a sin and said, Oh Allah, forgive my sin. Allah Ta'ala said, my servant committed a sin, but he knows that he has a sustainer who forgives sins and also punishes sins. So in other words, this person made a guna. And then he asked Allah Ta'ala to forgive his guna. So Allah Ta'ala replied that this person committed a guna, but he knew at the time that he knew that I've got an Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that forgives also, and I got Allah Ta'ala that punishes. He committed the guna, in other words, he slipped. This hadith is speaking about a person that slipped into guna, not a person that is deliberately. But when at that time when he committed the guna, he had this hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had this knowledge of Allah ta'ala that this is the Allah that I got. He is both. Allah ta'ala forgive us, forgive sins also, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also punishes. The servant again committed a sin. In other words, he slept first time and he made asked Allah ta'ala to forgive him. Second time again he slept. The servant again committed a sin and said, oh my Allah, forgive me my sin. Allah ta'ala again said, my servant committed a sin, but he knew, he had the knowledge that Allah ta'ala has that he has a stifstina, meaning that he has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who forgives sins and also punishes sins. The person again committed a sin and said, oh my Allah, forgive my sin. Allah ta'ala said, my servant committed a sin, but he knew that he had a sustainer, a Rabb, who forgives sins and also punishes sins. Allah ta'ala then says, I have forgiven my servant, so he may now do as he likes. Ulama explained what is meant by this. Third time again, he committed a sin, knowing that Allah ta'ala punishes, Allah ta'ala forgives. Allah ta'ala forgives him again and said, he may do as he likes. Ulama means, says what it means, is that every single time a person's slate gets clean as though there was no guna. Why? He was sincere, he turned to Allah, he repented, and then he slipped again. It wasn't that he deliberately planned and plotted to go into guna. He slipped into guna. And when he slipped, and then he turned to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala forgive. So he may do as he likes. In other words, his slate again is clear. It doesn't matter how many times a person slips, but the fact is every time that he slipped wasn't deliberate, he turned to Allah, Allah, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. He confesses his gunas. He may do as he's like. In other words, as many times as he may commit the guna, not that he's deliberate, mistakenly he falls in it as many times, but he turns to Allah. Allah is willing to forgive as many times as this person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That shows the mercy, the clemency, the forgiveness of Allah ta'ala. Not that we ever lose hope in the sight of the mercy of, or we lose sight of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama give explanation. What is meant by Rabb? This person is saying, "Ey Rabb." This word Rabb in Arabic, it sounds like a simple word, but it's got a very deep meaning. Rabb is that being that creates something, that initiates something, and it completes it till perfection. Look, we have been created from nothing, from a drop of fluid, and Allah Ta'ala caused us to be created till we reach perfection, till the time we were born. And this is what you call Rabb. He creates from a seed, from the ground that shoots out, creates a beautiful fruit. Who caused it to grow? In the ground was nothing. You can only see brown sand. If you tested sand also, you won't find any sugar content, no potassium content, no mineral content. But when that fruit comes out, how much of content it got, how much of color it got, how much of sweetness it got, how much of vitamins it got, who put it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what is meant by Rabb. Person who creates from nothing, but creates it to perfection. So this is the word that the person uses. Hey Rabb, oh Allah, forgive me, I have sinned. Anyway, this hadith gives us a lot of hope. It doesn't matter how much of gunas we have committed. There isn't anybody that committed any amount of guna that is more than the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one drop of the forgiveness of Allah ta'ala is enough to wash away all our gunas. All we need to do is to turn to Allah ta'ala in sincere repentance, that we won't go back and we'll try our best not to go back to those gunas. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.